We're in Siman Reishai and Vav. We did Aleph yesterday. Today we'll be doing Beis. Yisrael ve'en Yehudi she'sebu yachad v'hidlik en Yehudi ner. We learned yesterday that if a non-Jew lights a candle for the sake of a Jew, the halacha is no Jew is allowed to make use of that candle on Shabbos and use it for something he couldn't have done without the candle. Here we have a case of Jews and non-Jews that are sitting together, and then a non-Jew goes and lights a candle. Im rov ein Yehudim mutter lishtamash li'oro. If the rov are einam Yehudim, the majority are non-Jews, the halacha is you're allowed to use it. Im rov Yisrael, whereas if the majority are Jews, or afilu mechza al mechza aser, or even if it's exactly half Jew, half non-Jew, it's still aser. What's the reason? The reason is like this. He's doing it for the group. If rov are Jews, then he's doing it for Jews. If rov are non-Jews, he's doing it for the non-Jews. What happens if it's 50-50? So there are two deis. Some say that it's because it's called that he did it for both, so he did it for the Jew too. Others say that it's really a suffix. We don't know whom he did it for. And the suffix, we are machmir. So according to that deya, one would have to be machmir in every case of suffix where you don't know whom it was made for. What happens if the majority were non-Jews, and then more Jews come in? Since at the time he lit it, the majority were non-Jews, the halacha is it's considered having been done for the non-Jews, and it's mutter. What happens if you have a famous, prominent person there? So there we say that Mustam, he did it for him. So if you have a Gadol B'Yisrael shows up, and you've got a bunch of non-Jews and a few Jews, and the majority are non-Jews, we would probably say that he did it for the sake of this famous rabbi. Unless we have one exception, and that is that if the non-Jew who lit it is also benefiting from it, showing that he's making use of it, there we say that all he thinks of is himself, and it doesn't make a difference who else is there. Which is really the next case. V'myesh hochocha shalitzorech en Yehudi madlika, kagon shanu roim shehu mishtamesh li'ora, avo bisharov Yisrael mutter. If you see that he did it for a non-Jew, such as himself, the proof being that he lights it and then uses it, we say even if the majority are Jews, he did it for himself and he's not Jewish. So it'll be mutter to use it. Says the Ramah HaGah, Yeshomim de mutter lo meleini yudi lavik lo ner lesu de Shabbos, mishum de svirle, de mutter amir leini yudi afilo b'malacha gemura b'makam mitzvah. This is the famous Shitas Baal HaItur, that it is that amir la akum b'makam mitzvah is mutter. Says the Ramah, Sha'al Pize, Nogu Rabim Lahokal Bedover, Litzavas Lane Yehudi Ladak Neris Litzar of Suda. Many are knowing that they ask a non Jew to light a candle for the sake of the Suda Shabbos. Befrat Besudas Chasen Omila, certainly if it's a wedding. Many, there was a minig, for example, in Yerushalayim, that they would have a chuppah on Friday afternoon and the Suda would be on Friday night. So it was a Sudas Nesuin on Shabbos. Or the same thing, a bris on Shabbos morning, the Suda's bris. And they consider that a case of mitzvah, and they rely on the iter, that amir liyakam, b'moka mitzvah is mutter. The case of mitzvah means that otherwise you're sitting in the dark. It doesn't mean that you want more light, and it doesn't mean that you finish eating and you want a bench. Vein mocha bi adam, no one protests. V'yesh lahachmer b'malkam shein tzorach gadol. Says the Ramah, you should be machmer if it's not a tzorach gadol. Da rova poskim cholken masvarazo, because most poskim are cholik on this. Mishnah Berurah brings down like this. If people are doing it, don't tell them, because mutav shu shogin v'alyu mazidin. Whereas the shloh is machmer and says, even b'malkam tzorach gadol, don't rely on the iter. The Prima Gadim says you can rely on it Ben Hashmoshes. So for example, Amatzoi Shabbos, Shalashudis is gone over time, and it's now after Shkia, after Tzeisek HaKavim, you can ask a Jew to turn it on. But if it's after Shkia, so the halacha is that the Prima Gadim says you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do the malacha. Where do we rely on the Yitter? Lefi the Mishnah Berurah, the Shlo would not even allow you to rely on a B'makam Tzorach. The only case where we would rely on it is in Mokam Michshol Darabin, the Erev Tor. People are going to be carrying on Shabbos. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew to fix the Erev, but Mokam Michshol Darabin was Somach on the Tor. but otherwise only otherwise not even Makom Tzarech Gadol. Many claim that the Minig Yisrael is the Makom Tzarech, they do rely on the Yitter. But Lefi the Mishneh Berurah, and especially after the Shlo, it's only B'makom Michal, the Rabim, and not anywhere else.